station Sophium 2 for Chatis.
Station Tsukuban Space Lander 2 for Sophie. You can, we are ready to power off the sensor.
Okay, ready to power off the sensor. Number serial number 04. Let's go.
That's a good number.
In Tsukuban Station Sophium 2, step 8.7, the green LED is not illuminated.
Thank you, copy. Tsukuban copy.
Station Sophium 2 for Jetis.
Go ahead, Sophie.
That's procedure complete, and with step 9.3, if you could update IMS for stowage locations, that would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Copy. Thank you very much for the help.
Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you to you. Huntsville Station Sophium 2 for Melfi.
Melfi, Huntsville's with you on 2.
If okay for you, my plan is to start the relocate activity for Melfi right now, and let me know if you prefer me to stay exactly on schedule.
Now, Sophie, you can go ahead and start that now if you... Sophie, Huntsville's back with you on 2. Sorry, we had a quick handover. Yes, you can do that Melfi activity early if you'd like.
Thank you. So, starting now.
Tsukuban Station on 2 for... Plant Experiment Unit, detach.
Good morning, Chris. You have a go on the first step.
Go on the first step, and GemCam 2 is set up for whenever KU comes back, but I will get started in the procedure. Thank you.
No copies. Thank you.
This is all station, Sophie on 2 for Melfi.
Sophie, Huntsville's with you on 2.
Yes, so just as a quick report, in... line number 1 of the execution note, I relocated 5 items. Line number 2 relocated 1 item. And line number 3, all was nominal and no items relocated.
Sophie, we copy all. We were tracking there's supposed to be 2 items in line item 2, 2 mesh bags specifically. Was it 2 mesh bags that you found?
No, I found only one mesh bag, and that's in that line number 2. If you want,
copy.
I can open again door. If you want, I can open again door number 1, where I relocated the item, just to see it was not stuck to it, and count the items in door number 1, but I'm pretty sure it was just one. I can double check again.
The sample that you found, was it salivate samples or were they syringe samples?
It was something in a mesh bag, but I did not read the label.
Alright, so if you check in real quick.
Although it was clearly not a blood draw. I need to double check all of the doors.
Sophie, no need to go back and double check. We're just trying to get into a config where door 3 was empty. And as long as you can confirm that door 3 has no more samples in it, we're in a good config.
Okay, so why don't I just reopen door 3, tray alpha, and I'll let you know so that we're at least sure that it's empty.
Okay, we'll take you up on that. Thank you.
Console station Sophia 2, so I double-checked and I confirmed door 3 was empty.
Okay, copy, door 3 is empty. That's a good config for us. Thank you for your help, Sophie.
Very welcome. Sin Station, Sophie and 2 for Yenavi inspection.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Task is complete and all was nominal on the Yenavi. And it was 99% full.
Copy, 99% full.
So Station, Sophie and 2 for sewage activity regarding cardio biomanager.
Hey, Sophie, we're with you on 2.
So, a few deltas that I have in CTV 4306. I had 2 mesh bags for Williams instead of 1.
Okay, copy.
And this CTV was 90% full, 90. Was no glucose drink test, but the glucose drink test was found in another, so I relocated per stowage track. but I also found an extra glucose test kit, part number 330 and 2828. And in addition, instead of finding four glucometer with GMT dates on this, I found six of them. I guess I trashed all six of them instead of trashing only four and leaving two.
Can you copy that you found six instead of four? Check in to see if you should trash or not. Stand by.
And I would be also ready to give you the status of CTB5469 if you are ready to.
We are ready.
CTB5469 is 85% full, 8.5. And in addition, I found a calibration cell, serial number Rio1001, part number CT001, that is inside the lid.
Okay, we copy all.
And final information for you, JLP2D2E2F2 is 99% full at the end of the activity.
Okay, we copy all. Thank you for the report, Sophie. We'll get you an answer about the other two glucometers as soon as we have an answer for you.
And meanwhile, they are tempestos, so no rush. And I'm going to get ready for CVS, but please give me a call whenever you have the information. No rush, so.
You copy all, Sophie. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, we saw your crew note regarding some items that you found in lab port 6, and we're wondering if you can give us a color and size description of the O-ring, and actually it might be easier just to hold it up to the camera and we can get it that way.
Yeah, sure thing. I will float over there and give you that right now while I'm thinking of it.
Thank you.
And Houston, station on 2, here is that O-ring. I would say it's about an inch or so in diameter, and is black.
Thank you, Chris. We copy the description, and we got a great image. Appreciate it.
Copy that, and I think we found it on GMT 73.
Copy 73.
Houston, Chris on 2, just some follow-up on that. We had also done this around the time we were doing some PMD ops, and we had originally thought, like, hey, this seems like it might be from the PMD, but Jack and Sophie checked all of the hoses, and it didn't appear to be one of those, even though it looked pretty similar to those O-rings.
Copy all. Thank you, Chris. Airlock Houston on 2. Jessica, we see you in there working. We got a good view with the Node 1 camera. And letting you know that we have completed steps 1 through 3. You are go to continue in step 4.
We copy your go in step 4, and I've got the airlock camera up too if you'd like that view. Rob, I also had a big picture question just to help us, you know, kind of figure some of our personal effects for our suits in here and getting things into our ECOX. Could you tell us, you know, I know I understand I'm doing a loop scrub today on 3015, and I think Jeff and I did on 3013, which were mine and Jack's suits. And then I know Sophie has an OFE coming up toward the later this week. We were wondering which HUT EMU that was going to be on.
Checking. And Jessica Houston on 2. Your assessment of what we're doing today was accurate, and in regard to your question about the OFE for Sophie, it is expected we are going to be using Chris's suit resized for Sophie, and that's 3003.
Okay, copy. Thanks for that big picture. So 3003, and we had seen some emails about the possibility of trying to do another OFE for Jack or Chris at the same time as Sophie. Do you know any progress on that? I'm assuming it wouldn't be Chris then if we're using that suit.
Checking. And Jessica, Houston on 2. Yeah, all that is still being evaluated. We don't have a concise answer. So, but as soon as we do get something on if there's an additional OFE or not, we would let you know.
Okay, good to know. Appreciate that. Thank you. Houston Airlock on 2 for floating item.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys can see this. I can bring it up closer to the Node 1 camera after I pulled open the forward ETA and went into the forward one location to get a CTV. This was floating right in front of me. It looks like a knob. I'll try to see if I see another one, see where it came from.
We copy all, Jessica. If you could you bring that a little bit closer to the Node 1 camera so we can get a better look at it? Perfect. Thank you.
So it was, you know, maybe something in conjunction with the EDA, and then I had just pulled out the Medox simulator, CTB5212.
Copy all.
So airlock on 2.
Airlock, go ahead.
Just wanted to double-check something right now in the Ford EDA 3013. Per the show note, there is a Medox canister number 9 and an EMU battery installed, and then the show note also had me take out a Medox simulator. Should somebody check the Medox simulator or canister is installed? Am I switching the canister for the simulator in that step, or am I leaving the canister in for now and just switching it at the end?
And Jessica, you're going to leave it for now and we'll switch it out at the end of the day.
So for the procedure, the Medox canister will remain, and then in the aft EDA 3015, that already has a Medox simulator in it, and that is good to proceed.
Affirmative. Good config.
Hey, copy. Thanks.
Airlock Houston. Jessica, while you're up near the airlock camera, could you double-check that the lens cap is off? We are not seeing an image.
Lens cap is definitely off, but I will double-check the camera.
Copy. Thanks.
And Rob, you should have it now. I think it was all the way in media instead of off, so when I turned it on, I actually only turned it from media to off and not all the way to on, so you should see it now.
Yeah, we do. We have a good image of you and the Ford EMU.
Station Sophia and Cooper, ARID.
Go ahead, Sophia.
The cylinder evac is complete and task went nominal.
We copy, thank you.
Welcome. And airlock on 2.
Airlock, go ahead.
Bob, I'm in 59.1 and I have EMU scrubber 1002. And LCVG number 3385 on the aft EDA for 3015. And then for the forward EDA, I have EMU scrubber 1007 and LCVG 3339 for 3013.
Jessica, all those numbers checked out. The only thing we'd ask is if you could just double-check that the towels are on the water processing jumper. If so, we're good for you to continue. Copy, thumbs up.
I keep double-checking them, and they keep floating away. So I will find this one that's floated away, and then we'll keep going.
Copy, thanks. Airlock Houston, for the EMU-1, we did not see the wetted indication. We need you in the star block after step 70. And that's for the aft EMU.
Okay, copy. I will do the star block for the aft EMU. I did see a decrease in temperature from 78 to 76.
We copy.
And now we're actually all the way down at 63. So I think we're good. Let me know if you want me to redo those steps.
Yeah, we're looking at the current right now. And we do need for you...
Okay, copy. So just I'm standing by, or you want me to repeat steps in the star block?
Yes, please repeat.
Okay, copy. I'll go back to step 68 for the aft EDA. It's an airlock on 2.
Airlock Houston, go ahead.
Hi, Rob. I see good cooling in both suits. I did need to do the priming valve steps twice in the forward suit as well, but I see good cooling now, and the start was 12:04.
Copy, 12:04.
Also, we identified that knob that I found in the airlock. It was actually for the Node 1 hatch. There's the small ball that goes on the latching mechanism that after you depress the handle, there's the knob on the lock that goes into the rail, and it had actually come off the Node 1 hatch, and I put it back on now.
Okay, Jessica, we copy that the knob came from the Node 1 hatch, and you're going to put it back on. Thank you.
And just to be more specific, the Node 1 starboard hatch.
Copy. Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Houston, Chris is with you on two.
Hey, Chris, we are working on the lost items that you'd put in your crew note earlier, and we do have one thing you can put away, and that's for the headset extension cable with the bent pin. You can put that in PMM, port 2 rack front, in 4.0 CTB 5126, labeled SpaceX return number 1.
Copy all. Cable is bent in, PMM P2 rack front, SpaceX return, 4.0 5126. We will do that. And no rush on these. These have been just been out here for a while, and I had a spare moment, so I was like, I should, check in on where we are with our, miscellaneous lost and found. So absolutely no rush on it, but I appreciate you guys getting back to me on it.
Yeah, and thank you for your patience with these. We did fall through the crack. One of them did, but we are working on the other two actively right now. We'll get you an answer when we get them.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Houston's with you on 2.
We had a big picture question. We had asked Rob earlier about looking at the big picture for, what suit parts are going to be used. We see that this afternoon we have kind of an airlock deconfig activity, which we understand because the EVAs were delayed. However, it has us disassembling PSIs from boots and hats and Valsalvas and everything from helmets. And because right now we don't know which crew members will be doing the next EVAs, it would be our preference to not deconfigure everything unless we're immediately using it for something else, like, for example, Sophie's OSE that's coming up. I don't think is the case for most of the parts, but we just wanted to double check on that and see if there was some flexibility with it in that for us.
That is a great question. We're going to talk on that a little bit and get back to you later today.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Julia. Some specific things that we're really looking at are like taking the BSIs out of the boots, so that action is for my boots and also for Jack's boots. I'm assuming that part of the one for mine might be because those were actually Xena's BSIs, since they were already in the boots, we just left them in. But my question would be if maybe we're preparing for the crew 11 ECOCs to be returned to the ground, that instead of taking these BSIs out, I could just leave them in and send down my BSIs that were not used. And then for Jax, it would make sense to us to leave the BSIs in the boots because I don't think anybody else will be using those boots. They're large boots. Both Jack and Chris have a pair of large boots right now, and Sophie and I both wear smalls. So those kind of things we're kind of thinking to save us time later when we are getting suits ready again. We would, know that those are deployed, and then, of course, in the end, if one of those people ends up not doing an EVA, then we could deconfigure it later. But right now I think it's kind of creating extra work for us in the long term.
Jessica, all great questions. We appreciate the details. We'll get back to you in about an hour, 1500, and we'll have some answers for you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. And then, the other one that I had mentioned was my helmet, and the steps have my half and everything and Valsalva coming out. There's no mention about the Fresnel lenses that are in mine, which I would prefer to also just leave deployed if nobody else is going to be using that helmet. But, of course, if someone else is, then I will take those out. But those are actually not listed at all in the snow note. And then while I have you, I see that my 70-minute timer has expired, so looking for your concurrence so I can get going in the next activity.
We concur. Timer's up. We're ready for you in the next activity.
Okay, thank you.
Houston Station Jack's on 2 for ham video setup.
It's on 2, Jack. Go ahead.
Just running the ham video setup procedure 2.011 and steps 3.10 say to switch power to camera, and I think that just means switch power to on, and then 3.11 says push button, start, stop, press, start. I think that just means record, but just double check me on that.
Checking.
Station Huntsville and Space to Ground 2 for Jack and I, Stefan.
Still, Jack's with you on 2.
So, Jack, we're just calling back about your question about the video, and you have the correct understanding there. In step 3.10, that just means to switch the power on, and then 3.11 is to start the recording.
Awesome. I've got that all set then. And one other small note for you. The ham power box, the procedure says it's located in forward deck 2, but we've currently got it in 1 or at deck 1, just as a note for future.
Okay, Jack, we'll carry that forward in the future that it is in aft deck 1. We'll be sure to pass that along and get that updated for future ops. And while I have you, I'll let this serve as your reminder that your rise time is at 1328.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for your help.
Send airlock on 2.
If you want to.
I'm in step 117 of 1.528. I have Bioside filter 1006 on the aft EDA 3015, and have Bioside filter 1008 on the forward 3013.
And those are good numbers, Jessica. You're good to proceed.
Happy go. Thank you. And airlock on 2.
50 on 2.
131. I've got a TMT of 1330.
Houston copies, and while I have you, once you're done with this activity and before you jump into the next, you took a video for Artemis 2 with some paper airplanes. We'd love to know what SOCs it's on when you have a chance.
Yep, we sent that down last night. It's on one of the ones in the gem. I'll go check the number. Sensation on 2 for video.
We're with you on 2.
The video you asked about is on SOC 21. I know that one probably was higher priority, but FYI, there are recorded greetings on SSC 21 as well.
Houston copies, thanks.
Houston station on 2 for warning.
We see the warning. We'd like you in 2.1, please, in the EMER book.
Okay, 2.1. Andre also just informed us that he did do some work in the Russian segment, changing some smoke detectors today, and he's headed down in the Russian segment.
Houston copies.
Houston station on 2 for 2.1.
With you on 2.
Just reporting no visible smoke or flame or burning odor. Sergey came down and let us know that he was working in that area, so probably was just some dust that set off the smoke detector.
Houston copies.
We see ourselves going to step 9. We see ourselves going to step 9.
In Houston station on 2, we'd like to ask you to take some CSACP readings.
Copy, we'll take some CSACP readings.
Houston station 2 for CSACP.
You on 2, go ahead.
Hey, I just checked in with Sergey and went down the Russian segment, and we did some CSACP readings, all zeros.
Okay, we copy. We can confirm the false fire. No further actions needed from you guys. Thanks for the help.
Yeah, thank you.
Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Houston's with you on 2, go ahead.
Houston, I'm ready for water transfers, and I have yet another number 1480 and resupply tank number 19.
Okay, those are good numbers. You are go in step 5.2 and in step 6.3.1 you are go as well.
See, 5.1 and 6.3.1. Thanks.
Pencil station Sophie and 2 for SAVL.
Go ahead, Sophie. Huntsville's with you on 2.
I was wondering if the over-the-shoulder view from Columbus camcorder is okay for you.
And Sophie, could you zoom in just a little bit closer onto stable 3-4?
That's better.
And Sophie, that looks great.
Okay. And Huntsville from Sophie on 2. Right now the display is dark and I don't really know how to reactivate this.
And Sophie, sorry about that. The display is not working right now, so you can proceed to step 2.4.
All right, 2.4, thanks. And Hansel Fission, that's procedure complete. I see the display coming alive again. And I guess also I'm relabeling the Ziploc bag before stowing.
And Sophie Huntsville's back with you on 2. We are seeing a good health status from the unit on the ground, so good news so far.
Copy, so I will, and now the message is all hardware and software components have successfully initialized. SAVL is ready for operation. Do you want me to click on OK?
And we're checking, Coke.
So station on 2, what was the transfer?
Go ahead on 2, Andre.
Step 7.1 is done, and I'm ready for water transfer.
Houston copies. We have a duration of 40 minutes, starting at 15:20.
44 minutes.
And that's 40 minutes.
4-0. Copy. Thanks.
And Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Sable.
Okay, listening.
Yeah, Sophie, if you could go ahead and click OK for us, and that should be all that we need.
Okay, so I just clicked OK. The screen looks nominal, and just wanted confirmation that relabeling this so that it shows the good serial number 15.
And Sophie, we can confirm that relabeling it is fine. That looks good to us. And then also, Sophie, when you're ready to copy, we do have a couple answers from your vascular aging hardware config from this morning with some of those items you found.
Oh, amazing. Okay, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, Sophie, for the two glaucometers that you found, the two extra ones, those two can be trashed. Also, for the extra glucose test kits that you found, I believe they were serial number 28 and 30, those can also be trashed.
Okay, so I copy the two extra glucometer trashed and the two glucose test kits, serial number 30 and 28, will be trashed.
And that's a good copy. And then one other item, you reported that you found a calibration cell in the lid of CTP 5469. If you could move that for us to half CTP 5296, that CTP is labeled EHS Biomodel. And it's in JLP port 2.
Okay, moving the calibration cell to CTP 5296 in JLP port 2.
And that's a good copy.
Great, it worked. And with that, I will turn off the Columbus camera unless you tell me otherwise.
And Sophie, we are done with that view. Thank you for your help today.
You're very welcome.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for NMS laptop.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
We got two new hard drives in there. The select load image server window is displayed. You guys are go to load it.
Houston copies.
Houston Station for the transfer.
Go ahead, Andre.
I'm ready for step 10.
You are go for step 10.
Yes. Houston Station on 2, the Russian commercial power cable is connected. Sorry.
Houston copies.
Houston Airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
I'm in step 136 of 1.528. I see we're past 2 hours. Looking where you go.
Concur your go.
Hey, copy, thanks. Going to 137.
Send station Sophie on 2 for PMM Cenas.
Again, too. Sophie, go ahead.
So we did not have time to finish the entire PMM cleanup, and we still have an estimated 4-hour crew total to work to get all this sorted. Ideally, it would be 2 hours of time with two crew members working together, because it's much easier to do without two crew members working at the same time.
Houston, copies all. Thanks for the feedback.
Awesome, and just so that you understand, so the CTB pantry reorg is done now. So in day one, we're happy about the CTB pantry. We still need to do completely the end zones and overhead four. And right now, Jack is writing the final crew notes just to give you the deltas with the previous days.
Houston, copies all.
Send station Sophie on 2 for USB multiple charger hub.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw my question on the crew notes, but so I gave the serial numbers of the hub power cable and have USB multiple charger hub. I was wondering as well, do we put also the cables, USB-C cables?
Hey, firm, Sophie, you can connect those cables to the charger.
Okay, so in that Ziploc bag, there are 3 Thunderbolt USB-C cables, and so I'm just putting them all, right? Correction, there are 2.
Affirm.
And so it will be serial number 1002 and 1003.
Houston copies.
Houston Airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Just a quick question for clarification. I'm in step 244, so I am installing a MedOx. I've removed the MedOx, and I'm installing the MedOx simulator in the Ford EDA. However, it says for step alpha in step 247 for the aft EMU, reinstall the removed MedOx simulator. But I never removed that MedOx simulator. I had called down on the earlier shift, and Rob said to leave that in for the duration of the activity. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys were tracking that the MedOx simulator never came out of the aft one. Well, that was for the previous call down, I guess, what I expected, but this step doesn't really make sense.
Hey, Jessica, that's a good understanding from the overall config from earlier. We're just taking it out right now to look for water, and then we'll put it right back in.
Okay, copy that. So I'll just take it out temporarily, look for water, and then put that back in on the aft unit.
Stay firm.
Station Sophie on 2 for EVA PTV.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Is it okay if I start the activity called EVA camera disassembly in 10 minutes?
You're checking. And Sophie, no issues with that plan. 10 minutes sounds good.
Hello.
It's an airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
So for this activity tells me to stow MedOx canister 9 in 1.0 CTB 5140. That one is full. There is another CTB with MedOx behind it, and that is 5046. It looks like I could slide one more in that CTB. Would you like me to put it in that one instead?
That works for us.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
And Jessica, while I have you, I've got some answers to your thoughts from earlier, if you have a moment.
All right, go for it.
Okay, on the boots, you are go to leave the BSIs in there. And then for the helmet, good catch on the frontal lenses. Those can go in the ECOX. And then everything else, unfortunately, does have to come out due to adhesive constraints.
Okay, yeah, and actually I was wrong. Those had actually already been removed after our EVA. The Fresnel lenses are still in there, so I can take those out. But I guess I would rather... For the original question, I'd rather just leave those in there in the helmet unless somebody else is going to be using that helmet.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but we're not sure who's going to be using which helmet yet, so prefer to just have those removed.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Mystery Knob.
Ground 2?
We've got a follow-up action for you, if you've got a pen and paper, regarding that knob that you found earlier.
Okay, we did already put it back in its place. Are you guys tracking that? Is this in addition to that?
Okay, firm. It's in addition, just to ensure that we have the proper configuration.
Okay, copy. I'm ready for it.
All right, so we're going to need you to, on that stowage hatch handle, push the button and pull the hatch handle all the way down and check that the pin is not protruding from the housing at all. If not, that's a good config. So we want you to grab a 9/32 wrench and tighten the larger of the nuts. We're looking for about 20 inch pounds, so an eighth of an inch. Copy.
Yeah, push the button on the handle and pull it all the way down and check the pin. If it's not protruding, that's a good config, and we're looking for 20 inch pounds. And I'm not looking at a, let's see, that would be 20 inch pounds on which nut?
It's the larger nut, so we think it's the second from the knob if you're looking at the knob.
Okay, I'm looking at a hatch right now, and there are lots of nuts. So the knob that I screwed on is on the pin, and there are two nuts that hold that pin and assembly onto a bracket. Are you talking about the nut that is attached on the inboard side of the pin itself?
We're checking.
Okay, copy. I'm assuming that's the one that you mean, and then, yeah, if you guys had the tool size, that would be great, too.
I can give you 9/32 for the tool size, and we'll keep looking for more details on the nut.
Okay, 9/32, and I'll just I'll take the Node 1 camera right now, and I'll show you what I mean, and if that helps.
We'll take it.
Do you see the one that I was pointing to?
Yeah, we're talking it. Airlock Houston on 2 for Jessica.
Yes.
All right, so the nut we are looking for is not one of those two around the knob. It's actually on the shaft that the knob is connected to.
Yeah, that was the one I was pointing to, the one that was on the shaft that the knob is connected to, and there's only one, and it's on like this. If you say inboard, meaning toward the center of the hatch, it would be inboard of the ball itself. So one point of clarification, I'm happy to tighten that nut if you think it's involved in some way, but the knob itself, just like, there's nothing tightening that on. It basically just screws on and, like, comes to a hard stop. So I don't think that tightening any nuts would help prevent that from staying on.
Copy. We're talking it.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck. Houston, on to you for Jessica.
What?
While we debate the nut, are you able to confirm that the pin is not protruding from the housing at all?
I haven't done any of those steps yet because I was waiting and getting the stowage for the next activity. So I will do that. I'll check the handle and check the pin.
Copy. We appreciate it.
Houston, airlock on two.
With you on two.
The hatch and the pin seem to be operating completely normally. It does protrude a tiny bit out of, like, the end of the housing, but I think that's normal. It doesn't protrude, like, any way where it's going to get caught up to the rail or anything like that. So it seems to be completely normal. And actually now I do see a nut on the actual pin itself. So the part that I'm going to show it to you in the camera. So if I remove it, this is how I found it. It was floating. And do you mean this nut that's actually next to the ball?
We're closer. We want the bigger nut on that piece that you're holding in your hand right now.
Bigger nut, the one that's closest to the ball. I see that. So I will put this back in and I'll tighten that to 20 inch pounds.
Airlock Houston on two. I've got one last correction on that nut for you.
Go ahead.
All right, bigger was perhaps not the best word choice. We want the nut that is not right next to the ball, but the other one.
Hey, copy. Yep, the second one. That makes sense that it would actually affect the tightness of the ball that came off because it's attached to that same shaft.
Yes, appreciate your patience there and your help, and apologies for the back and forth.
You mentioned a 9/32 socket, but I guess I'm going to actually need a wrench to tighten that one because the ball's in the way, so you can't just fit a socket over it to get to that.
Yeah, 9/32 combination wrench should do the trick.
Okay, so that's just by feel of my own 20-inch pounds. I'm not torquing it.
A firm, which should equate to about an 1/8 inch travel distance.
Okay, copy. Did everyone 2-4 CWC?
You on two. We're with you on two.
Yeah, I am in step six. I have CWCI 2200. I would say it's about 70% full and less than a baseball size buckle.
That's a good config. You go to continue with no degas.
Degas, thanks. Can I lock on two?
Go ahead on two.
I have flow in step 46, EV2 only.
Houston copies, and just for your SA, that could take about 10 minutes to complete.
Can airlock on one, on two.
Go ahead on two.
Pretty sure water pressure is now 1.1 and stable. It was a big jump from like 10 and then all the way down to 1.1 when I checked in next.
Houston copies, that's as expected. You're going to continue.
Hey, copy, go to 49.
Airlock Houston on two for Jessica.
Go ahead.
We see a good water recharge, and again, this will take about 10 minutes.
All right, copy, thanks. You can airlock on two.
Go ahead, Jessica.
While I'm waiting for the fill, can I go ahead and disconnect the wastewater and the blue and start filling that stuff, or do I need to, would you prefer I wait until the fill's finished?
Good thinking. You have a go for those actions.
All right, copy, thanks. Airlock on two for a question.
Be on two.
I was just looking ahead in the procedure while I wait, and I'm looking at step 162. It says there's an execute note above that says steps 162 through 168 are for the forward EMU only to remove the installed REBA. But I did not install a REBA in the forward EMU. There is one installed. It was already there. I did install one in the aft EMU. So I'm assuming that this step actually wants me to remove both REBAs. And one clarification I do see, there are additional steps below to remove the partially installed REBA on the aft one. I guess the execute note was just inferring that I installed the one on the forward side, but it was already installed, so I guess that answered my own question.
Yeah, Jessica, that's a good big picture, getting both REBAs off.
All right, copy.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Sophie, and 5 minutes help with a Columbus laptop.
Ed, I'll see you on two for Munich. Go ahead.
Hey, Sophie, if you have 5 minutes of time, we are trying to reach one of our Columbus-based laptops and with no joy. So if you have a second to help us check the Wi-Fi connection and potentially reboot it.
Sure, let me know which one and what to do.
The laptop is called Payload Laptop 2 and is located between aft 1 and aft 2 rack front.
Copy. So do you want me to reboot it and check the connection of the Wi-Fi?
If you could open the lid and just check if you could see it connected to the Wi-Fi, it should be possible just to click on the Wi-Fi icon in the bottom right corner and see if it's connected to the ESA Payload 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'll do this right away.
Thank you.
A low flow shutdown message, but the CWCI is definitely not empty.
We are seeing good indications on the ground, so you can go ahead and press with step 102.
Okay, so no need to do anything in the if box in 101?
Negative. No action required.
Okay, copy. Thanks. I'll pick up in 102.
Phoenix Station 2-2 for payload laptop.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
So it is indeed connected. All seems nominal from here, and it's connected to the good Wi-Fi that I worked on last week with you.
Okay, copy, Sophie. So you see it connected properly to the good Wi-Fi. Unfortunately, we still don't see it connected from ground, so if you don't mind just performing a soft shutdown of the laptop.
Pretty soft shutdown. Reboot, I guess.
Yeah, Sophie, you caught the mistake there. It's actually soft reboot. You're right. Thanks.
Engineer, lock on 2.
You on 2.
133.5, and it says to verify the UIA config, but I think that for the oxygen, that should be a check step. Those are still open from the previous activity, so I'm assuming I should take those to close at this time.
Affirm. Please take those close.
Copy.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for laptop.
With you on 2, Sophie, go ahead.
So now, after the soft reboot, it says no Wi-Fi networks found. So I tried to open the Wi-Fi settings and turn off and on Wi-Fi again, but it doesn't show any available network. It doesn't show, seems that there is no more Wi-Fi on this thing.
Copy, Sophie. Yeah, it looks like it's a bigger issue with the Wi-Fi, so we're gonna stop troubleshooting for today. If we could ask you just to please power off this laptop.
Okay, powering off the laptop.
Thank you, Sophie, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, no worries, and you too.
Houston, airlock on 2 for airlock deconfig.
Houston's with you on 2.
Houston, airlock on 2 for deconfig.
Houston is with you on 2.
Just want to double check on the extent to which we're going to deconfig the suits. I know you've been talking to Jessica about the same sort of things. I think we'll, if you guys are right with it, we'll leave the BSIs in Jack's boots. And do you want us to remove the HAP and the HAP extender from the helmet, from Jack's helmet as well, or are we going to leave that for a possible OFE in the short future?
Yeah, concur on leaving the boots, and then we do need you to remove all those components from the helmet. We leave them too long, the adhesive causes problems, so we need those out.
Okay, copy. Thanks very much.